Hello, welcome to Enter the Light by the Sacred Embers Network. I'm Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker, and I'm your host today. Alongside me, we have my co-hosts Lynn Bleasdale, Jessica Marie Tatro, and I think that's it for everyone on the phone. Do we have Linda via chat?
I think we do. Yes, we do have Linda, and she's actually
and
helping
then, so
a buddy.
And we also have...
I don't see Elizabeth.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I'm just saying Elizabeth doesn't seem to be in chat yet.
So we have Linda Irwin on chat, but she may be there, may not be. Anyways, welcome to the show, everyone.
Yeah.
Today, our topic is about feeling broken and how to get through those really tough times. And maybe we can shed a little bit of light, love, on how all of our journeys can be tough at times and we can get through, because a lot of us are going through quite a bit in the world at this moment. And that's kind of been our topic the last couple of weeks. We started with the New Earth Prophecy, which is about all of us finding inner peace and then sharing it with the world. And so I think it's good to talk about the hard stuff, because that's what we really have to face, like the shadow work.
Yes.
Ladies, I don't know if you have any specific topic or subtopic of this topic that you would like to bring up now, but I think that would be a good time to get the ball rolling.
Sure. Do you want to go ahead, Jessica, or do you want me to start?
She might be on mute.
I'm so sorry. Yes, I was on mute. Here I am.
I called it.
I'm here. This is Jessica. And wow, what a you know, timely topic. I guess I can be vulnerable and talk about it, since we're all here, we're all together. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, this week has been a little difficult for me. I think it has to go back to self-worth. But my son has been really close with me this week, really, like, kind of cheerleading me on, my son, Jaden, in spirit. I've just been feeling, you know, I have gotten moments this week where I would get these feelings of, you know, not feeling worthwhile. And I think that goes back to, again, my disabilities. It's really easy to feel that when, you know, I can't add numbers or do certain things, and I'm learning to be more gentle with myself. Trust me, I used to be very hard on myself. And I think it's a process. You know, we're not perfect. We can be harsh on ourselves. And I think more than anything, this week Jaden's been teaching me self-compassion as well, as well as compassion for others, for they know not what they do. So I've kind of had a week like that, you know, where I've, you know, questioned, you know, just my brokenness, I guess we'll say. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I ask myself, why do I have autism? Why do I have an intellectual disability or bipolar? And I know that's a lot, but, you know, and then Jaden always comes right back around, Mom, and says, we're not victims of that. Actually, we chose that. And it's really hard sometimes not to fall into that thinking of brokenness for, you know, as people. So he's always there to bring me right back around and to show me my worth and to kind of just cheerlead me on. He's a great teacher and great reminder for me. So that has kind of been my week. What I'm doing about that is just remembering, really being in the present and remembering my worth and why I chose my challenges and why my son chose the challenges he did and so forth. And it really kind of brings you back to the perspective of the here and now and why. And sometimes you don't have to always ask the question why, but just know that we're all worthy. We're all beautiful, worthy beings, and we all have to be reminded of that sometimes. So I just wanted to say that and remind everyone out there that you're absolutely worthy and you're so loved.
Beautiful. I think that's a wonderful point. That is actually something I've been running into in the past couple of weeks. It's people's feeling of worthiness. Most people don't feel worthy of love, and so they don't love themselves. And I'll say this. If you are practicing loving unconditionally to others, then you must love yourself unconditionally too. Otherwise, you're not fully doing it.
Right.
And I think that's what keeps a lot of people back, and it's part of that worthiness. And I want to say this to you. You're a warrior of love. Like, those that have it hard chose that hard life because they can handle it. We just forget sometimes.
Definitely.
Lynn, do you have an anecdote or story?
I have a whole bunch of stuff, and I just had one thing added. It's a song. It's a line from a song called The Ones Who Aren't Here, and the line goes, "Every pot off the kiln can't bear the flame." And it's a song that was written after the AIDS epidemic flared up. And it's a song about losing people, losing people, losing people. Every pot off the kiln, every pot from the kiln can't bear the flame. Anyway, some people just do break. The message I got from my spirit team when I asked about being broken was we break apart to be put back together in a better way. So it's almost like putting us back on the right path or the path we're meant to be on. We need to, the Japanese art of kintsugi, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, is the art of putting broken pieces together back together with gold. And it's built on the idea that in embracing flaws and imperfections, you can create an even stronger and more beautiful piece of art. So they fix pottery and whatnot with gold and emphasize the cracks and the flaws. It's a kintsugi, and it's absolutely lovely art practice. I got to say, being absolutely broken led me about 12, 13 years ago to the James von Prague community. And that is where I connected with Linda, who has been one of the most important teachers in my life. Like, this lady just, I went, oh no, I get it now, because Linda started teaching me stuff. And boy, she's been just a huge, huge force in my life. Can't thank her enough. I'm going to have to send her flowers. Anyway, Hawk, do you want to take it from here?
That was beautiful what you said. The message from the spirit team that you had gotten, it was that sometimes we need to be like broken down to be rebuilt for the better.
Yes.
And I love that idea because I was thinking, I recently just did a bunch of repairs on the house and I had to take things completely apart and they didn't work. It looked like it was in worse condition than when I started, but then I put pieces together, changed pieces, swapped things out, added stuff. And now it's even better than it was. And I think that's exactly what happens when we go through hard times and we break. I've had my most spiritually enlightening and awakening moments in my darkest moments. And it was because of the dark that I went searching for the light and then I found it and I had to, you know, cultivate it. There's two things that I would love to say about this. One is maybe for today, just for today, we're going to do the Reiki Gokai, which is the five principles of Reiki. Number one, do not succumb to worry. Number two, do not rise to anger. Three, manifest compassion to all beings. Four, apply yourself diligently. And five, express gratitude for all your blessings. I think often when we get stuck in our darkness, we forget how blessed we truly are in whatever small, meaningful ways we are. whether it's just the people or animals around us that we love and we know love us back. Sometimes it's just the knowledge that we do have shoes on and not everyone has that. Stuff like that. And so I think when we're thankful for all the things that we are given and all the things that we're responsible for getting ourselves in a loving way, we need to own that. We are worthy. We have every right to be here. And that leads me to the next thing. Ladies, have you heard of the poem Desiderata?
By
Max Ehrman.
Go placidly amidst the noise and haste. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to read it because I think this is good.
Please do.
About feeling worthy.
Yes.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and the ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexatious to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is a perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy. By Max Ehrman.
Yeah. What a nice reading, Hawk. You did that really well. It's one of my favorite pieces ever.
That was
thank
beautiful.
Thank you. The part that hits me so hard every time is, you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. If you didn't exist, the universe would literally be missing a part of itself. So you are worthy. Stand tall. Stand proud. You are a part of creation also.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fabulous. Well, we also now have Linda's contribution. She is... excuse me, helping a friend drive across the state. So she's on the phone with the friend and sort of being there with her as she drives as moral support and comfort. So she has taped this for us, or not taped, she's recorded this for us. That ages me, eh? Okay.
What is
so
this, the 80s?
I know, I have to, this is, I don't mean this to be irreverent. It just made me laugh. But in the 70s and the 80s, that beautiful piece, You Are a Child of the Universe, was often printed on the sides of garbage cans and stuff. Remembering seeing like waste baskets with like all these beautiful bits of poetry and thinking that that's like really weird. And, you know, it just struck me as like weird. But anyway, that's I digress.
I love it. I think it's cool. We should appreciate our trash too, because even that is made of source. even that is white light. You know what I mean?
I hear you. That's so fabulous. Oh my gosh. That's great. Well, listen to Linda, because she's had like quite a go of it too. So here we go.
Hi, this is Linda Irwin. Why do things break down? Often it is just neglect. Things get old, an accident happens to them, or Mercury in retrograde gets to them, especially electronics. If what happened to me all summer is just Mercury, it has to be the longest phase ever. In May, my refrigerator quit, so I had to replace that. This took some adjustment, as I had to entirely live without cold or frozen foods for 2 weeks because of shipping delays. I felt a bit like I was camping during that time, living off of packaged soup and canned meats. I mixed my breakfast essentials in canned milk, which was not so bad. And then 2 weeks later, my prize arrived, and I was able to get back to normal. Then, a couple of days after that, I stepped through another board on my deck. 29 years old it was, and time to get it replaced. This meant that I would have to not use the front door for several days while they tore out the old one and installed the new one. Okay. Only thing is, the back door has a narrow, steep step, so had to be very cautious going up and down that, as there is also no railing. It took me a bit longer to get to the mailbox and the garbage bin, but I managed. At last, it was finished. Then the water heater. I was not worried about hot water, as I could boil a tea kettle on the stove or heat a small amount in the microwave. That got replaced, but in order for them to replace that, they had to cut a very noticeable 5-foot-tall and 2-foot-wide hole in my bedroom wall, as it was located in the bedroom closet. I know. Odd place to have a water heater. Ask the manufactured home builder why they did that. I have no idea. New water heater in? Passed inspection okay? Just left a glaring hole that I'm trying to hire a contractor to fix. Turning the power back on after the water heater was installed caused a weakness in my electrical wiring. Now I had no lights on the front half of the house, and some outlets no longer worked. The electrician who diagnosed the problem said I needed to get my house rewired, but they were busy, so I would have to live by lamplight in one half of the house and with no power in some of my electrical outlets. They would have to access my crawl space. So I spent the daylight hours cleaning out another bedroom closet for them to get to the trap door. Again, whose bright idea was it to put it in a closet? Several hours of moving things by daylight, getting used to fixing meals and washing dishes by a small reading lamp. Oh, fun. Eventually, the wiring got replaced and all is good to go. The next day, hurricane, or should I say tropical storm, Hillary hit and deluged us with huge amounts of rain. I figure I will not have to water the lawn until 2025 or so. 3.5, almost 4 months of having to make adjustments here and there to accommodate things as they got upgraded. At least I know I can rest for a bit now and am back to normal. Knock wood. The point I'm trying to make is sometimes things we do not like happen to us, and sometimes they come in batches. We need to be flexible and know that these things are only temporary, and sometimes you have to put up with some discomfort to be once again comfortable. This is true of careers, family relationships, love relationships, health situations, finances. We can deal with it, knowing we will come out the other side just fine. Mercury in retrograde? Yes. This passes too. Cozy into your favorite chair, read a book, or watch a favorite movie. Be kind in all of your communications and know that this too shall pass. If you need any advice, be sure to contact Enter the Light and the Sacred Embers Network for advice and spiritual guidance on how to get through those troublesome times. As for me, I am still putting things back after the rewiring and cleaning up from some flood damage outside, but I will be just fine, and you will too.
Thank you, Linda. That was fabulous. Quite so. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't think, I remember reading, I don't know if you guys remember Mad Magazine. There was a cartoon in it once where this whole family, they're hiding from the dad with the lawnmower, and they're in sort of this bunker they've built, and the kid, one kid's outside, they're trying to get him to come in and save himself, and he goes, you know, Mom, I figure if a piece of rock shrapnel got your name on it, then there's no place to hide. And it's kind of, it hit me as a kid that, like, you can't really hide from the stuff that's meant for you. You know, resistance is futile.
Yeah, that's the concept I keep playing around with this idea of the shadow work and our fears. It's like, the longer you don't face the fears, the bigger and harder it's going to get to face them. But they will show up, and you will be forced to face them. So it should better be on your terms than on its terms, I think.
Ooh, yes.
It's one of those feelings, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Grab your sword of light and love and just start taking steps towards the darkness.
Yeah. I think it's okay to, like, look down the road a little bit and think about things, but, you know, eventually action of some sort is going to be inevitable. We have a lot of callers, you guys. So I'm thinking, we've got to get to everyone. So I'm just going to start here and 703.
Awesome.
Thank you for waiting. You're on the air. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the show. Oh.
Yeah, thank you.
I love the energy of getting together with these folks. It really, it becomes a synergy. So, and the callers add to that. It's so great. I call it it's like a refueling every Sunday. You get a really nice energy. How can we help you, Andrea? Would you have a question today?
I actually called about 3 months ago, then I called a couple of weeks ago about some job opportunities, and I actually had an interview last Friday. I got a call from her Friday asking if I was – she had one more person to interview, but if I was still fully available for the position. Of course, I wrote back yes, and then I have an interview on Tuesday. So do you think I'm going to get the one from Friday or the one maybe coming down the road?
Mm-hmm. It's I don't want to lead your question into fortune telling because that's something we have to avoid, like predicting the future. But I'm going to, I think all three of us will give you, or four of us with Linda, we will give you our impressions about how the situation will turn out.
Okay.
Again, it's like, you know, as I've said many, many times, if we could do that, we would have the lottery numbers in a heartbeat.
I know, me too.
Yeah. So I'm just going to start by saying that the immediate thing that popped into my third eye vision was a clover. So I want to see what, and I don't think it's seeing like a four leaf clover. It's a regular three leaf one, but I think I just want to find out what the message is. So I'm trying to type and talk and not have dead air, but of course I'm fat fingering all over the keyboard here. So spiritual meaning of clover. Fiverr. I don't believe autocorrect is doing this to me. Okay. Well, as they say, it's like good fortune and luck. Those three leaves are believed to represent faith, love, and hope. So I want something more than that. The red clover is associated with money, success, and prosperity. I like that. And the plant always seems to mean good luck or fortune. So I don't know. I hope that's true for you because it really just popped right into my field of vision, like the clover plant. And so there you go. I'll turn you over to these other guys if anyone's got anything to add.
Yes. Hi, Andrea, this is Jessica.
Hi.
I also got a lot of positive, I got a lot of positive when you were talking about your job opportunity coming up. And this card popped out for you, and it says focus on the positive. So it says everything is energy. Life on Earth is full of circumstances that we label as good or bad. When you choose to focus your awareness on any circumstance, you are sending energy to it that will make it stronger. So it only makes sense to give energy to the circumstance that you perceive as positive. If this card appears for you, you may have to take steps to alter your thinking. You may be giving too much energy to a situation that are troublesome. Some humans are programmed by nature or nurture to dwell on the negative instead of the positive. It may take some practice to alter your reaction. Every event and every person who comes into your life has a purpose. It's human nature to categorize everything as beneficial or detrimental, instead of just being a lesson. You can train yourself to look at life events or people objectively and become aware of the reason that they are on your path. What is the lesson? After you come to an understanding of why this event or person has come to you, you can decide the amount of energy you'd like to send its way. Irrelevant of how you handle the situation, learn to look at the lesson as being beneficial to your growth. If you learn something from it, and hopefully you have, then that is focusing on the positive. So that was the card that came out for you today.
Okay.
This is Hawk. I can go now. Mm-hmm. Andrea, I have positive cards for you, and I think it's up to you. So I got Two of Swords for the past, and I think that means that you might actually have a choice between both jobs. I don't want to promise that, but because that was in the past, so it's something that's already happened. Right now, you're in the Wheel of Fortune, and this is a turning point, but generally, it's up to you on how you turn it. So one of the messages that came through for me to give to you, and it goes off of what Jess was just saying, the Wheel of Fortune card asks you to be optimistic and have faith that the universe will take care of your situation in the best way possible. Meditation and visualization can reinforce your intention to bring increased abundance, good fortune, and prosperity to you. And in the future, I see the Knight of Swords. And for me, the message I'm getting is that when you decide which job, it's the one that you will be the most ambitious, action-oriented, driven to succeed, and fast-thinking, like the one that you're most passionate about. And so I see positivity in this.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to be up to you, because I remember us talking about this, and we kept saying, the job's going to show up. Yeah.
Yep.
So I think we're just waiting on time. We're just waiting on actual physical time to happen so that we can see that. But we've been seeing this the whole time, that you're going to be fine, and you're doing the work, obviously. Like your interviews.
Sure.
And so that's probably the Knight of Swords. And I think the idea is that you want to keep that strong, happy, ambitious, like goal-oriented, drive through this job search. And just know that you will be taken care of. And I think since our topic today was hard times, you might have hard times with it, but have faith that you're coming out of it.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's what I'm seeing. Ladies, anything else?
No, I just got to co-create, and it happens. It's very, very good. But call us back, Andrea. Let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Hopefully I'll hear something this week, so I will definitely let you know.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we're sending out all kinds of energy for good success.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a fun day.
Okay.
And our next caller is 904. You're on the air. Can we grab your name, please?
Oh, excuse me. This is Pat calling.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Thank you for taking the call. Hi.
No problem.
Thank you all for sharing your stories.
Yeah, fun topic.
So well.
We love wondering if the topics are fun. Yeah.
I was wondering if I could just have any message that Spirit wants to deliver. I don't really have anything quite specific. Is that okay to do it that way?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Sorry. I was just writing here. Okay. So I'm gonna let Jessica and Hawk just ponder for a minute, and I'll just tell you what I'm writing down immediately is can't form the words. Are you holding a lot of stuff in, Pat?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you holding a lot of things in emotionally and sort of spiritually too as well?
I don't know if I am or not. Possibly. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you don't measure the name.
It is too, yeah. Holy doodles. Okay, so the message, I just want to read it again to you. Can't form the words. And it feels like your blue energy center, your throat chakra that glows with the color blue, is blocked, that you're not speaking your truth. And when I ask you, is this the case? And you're like, well, I don't know. You probably do know. And it's just too icky to say it out loud and sort of acknowledge it, you know? And I know that because I have the same problem with the things that trigger me, okay? I have to go, like, you know, sit down and behave yourself and stop freaking out about stuff, right? And get the feeling, Pat, that there's something you're pushing away, not speaking up about. And it almost feels like you're taking some kind of abuse that you don't need it. It's not yours. And you need to speak up. So does this nail anything for you?
I don't really feel any kind of abuse going on right now. I mean, and I know sometimes I don't really say what I want to say sometimes. And also I've kind of been led by, by Spirit to write a book, which I've just been procrastinating.
Yeah.
And
to clarify though, Pat, what I mean by abuse is not like somebody coming and punching you in the nose. I'm talking about taking advantage of your good heart, taking advantage of your kindness, or over receiving from you when they don't really balance that energy back by, you know, doing, not that it has to be reciprocal, but you know, if people only take, they leave you pouring from an empty cup. Right. So,
right.
And I'm going to leave that with you, and I'll move over. I guess Jessica, do you want to throw in your two cents here?
Yes. Yes. Hi, Pat. This is Jessica.
Hi there. Hi, Jessica.
The message that flew out of my deck for you is accept struggles as lessons. When you acknowledge your relationship to Spirit. Or source energy, you will begin to understand your role in the bigger picture. Life on earth may seem difficult, but once you accept that the hardships that you encounter are merely set before you in order for you to learn and evolve, then your journey here will become much easier. The important thing is to perceive an obstacle as a tool for growth. Choose to look at the struggle, at the thing that you have chosen to encounter so that you can learn to overcome them instead of as things done to you to make you, you know, to make us miserable. The choice is yours. If life on earth was not problematic, then it wouldn't be such a, you know, compelling adventure for the courageous soul. It's imperative that you search for the meaning behind each struggle so that you can comprehend the lesson and what is the best and the best way to proceed. The way you handle these obstacles prepares you not only for how you handle them in the future, but for what awaits you in the dimension of spirit. The experience you have gathered from encountering struggles factors heavily into the decisions that you and your guides make regarding future incarnation. You are here to learn. Don't pass up the opportunity, because it will only be placed before you again. So I think this was just a really good reminder from Spirit. This came flying out, shot right out of my deck. So in some way, shape, or form, you needed to hear this message.
Sense.
You're welcome.
Look at the problem as tools for growth.
Right.
It's a good perspective to have.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. This is Hawk, and I just want to kind of add to that, like, in my cards, it's showing me that there's something that's kind of, it feels like you're in the control of some, I don't know, system or situation, and that right now you kind of have a lack mindset. I have the Five of Pentacles for what you're going through right now, and what I want to say to you right now is, in this time of need, the Five of Pentacles indicates that you feel isolated and alone. Just like the two people in the card, you feel as if you've been left in the cold. You may wonder, why is no one coming to help me? It may appear as if no one cares anymore. However, since the windows in the church are lit up, help is nearby. But you are too focused on your problems to notice. You may be waiting for someone to come and help you, when really you need to be proactive and ask for help. You need to swallow your pride or let go of your fear of rejection and reach out. People are here to support you. Find them and let them know you need them. And sometimes I think that that's also with spirit, because I think, is one of your issues kind of that you got a message from spirit and you kind of know what your path is, but you're not necessarily ready to take the steps towards it?
Yeah, sort of. Partly, I guess.
I see
yes.
that. And I kind of think that's what it is that your relationship with spirit is a little tumultuous right now, because you're like, I don't want to, even though I know I should. And we all do that. You're not alone. So argue with spirit if you need to for a little bit, but there's something to see there. And if you stay on this current lack mindset, like you don't see these challenges as a growing opportunity, then it is possible you will run into a situation where you've forgotten about yourself. So I want to just give you that warning that it is up to you to change this path, but if you stay on it, you're going to be trying to escape from this situation rather than dealing with it head on. So I just want to, like, you know, it says you may procrastinate, letting problems slip and become worse because you do not want to deal with them. Sometimes you just have to face what has to be faced.
Yeah. I just recently made a vision board too, and I've posted some things around my kitchen to start connecting with spirit more, and the vision board having to do with fulfilling physical needs and also spiritual stuff. So I'm trying to get focused on that more every day. I do have it up, and I spent time making it. So this is something
beautiful.
Physically in front of you to
and
remind
you
can, me. Okay, get to
just
work.
Know that you're not the only one that has, like, these fears. I have them too. Like, I know what my, you know, destiny is, but sometimes taking the steps towards it, it's really scary. I have a fear of success or rejection. All those little things. It's that worthiness that we were talking about. I think that's why you're calling today, because that's the topic.
Yeah.
You are worthy. You are worthy.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the advice. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Get me moving in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're here for.
And also remember that... this is a set from a meme I saw the other day, and I posted it on the Sacred Embers page. So, but one of the lines was assertiveness. If you are not used to being assertive, it can feel like you're being aggressive, right? So if you haven't practiced standing up for yourself, because, you know, you're the only person.
That's the throat chakra that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we've all been there. Like, you're not weird or anything. It's a thing all humans have to sort of work on. Yeah, pretty much.
You know, maybe I'm starting to overcome that a little bit more. I mean, I did kind of get assertive a couple days back. I was in a work situation with a coworker, and they were just trying to do my job for me and, you know, putting their finger in my face. And I just said, I'm done, you know, and I just went away and walked to the supervisor. I said, I can't do this with her. She's driving me crazy. Put me in another position. I'm not doing it.
And so, did they? Did they do that?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Way to go.
Good.
See?
that was it.
Yeah, and then you do that again.
That desiderata, stay away from people that don't benefit you.
Yeah, just like unnecessary stuff, and it, you know, really immature stuff, and it was just not worth standing there and dealing with it. So,
well,
they just said, "Nope, no problem."
That's
so
absolutely fabulous. Yeah, no, you should just keep on like that. You know, it's you can do it, and it manifesting begins in the thoughts. It starts with thoughts. Just like if you're an architect designing a building, it starts in the brain and the thoughts of the architect. And you're manifesting,
right.
You know, you're getting there. Even an inch forward every day is still progress. So it doesn't matter how fast you go, as long as you go, you know?
Yeah, I've been kind of in a slump for a while after COVID and the isolation part and, so I've, you know, at least did start to do the vision board. So for me, that was like a turning point. Okay, I'm going to put it right in front of me so I don't push it in the back of my mind. So I look at it every day and, you know, move forward with some good things happening.
That's it.
Good.
Yeah.
Two steps forward, one step back. That's life. So just stay on it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Pat, and have a beautiful Sunday, and just keep on as, what was the fish in Finding Nemo? Keep swimming, just keep swimming, and you'll get there. Yeah. The river tells us that we still get there. There's no rush. You just go in the direction you want to go in and at your own speed. Okay, love, and call us back.
All right,
let us
thank you.
Okay.
So thank you for that poem as well. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Pat. Okay. I think we have our friend Kimberly on the line next. Hi, Kimberly.
I'm crazy about adventures. The money you make on this, you lose on that.
We got TV.
Yeah? Okay.
Kimberly, hello.
You know what? I'll put her on mute and we'll go on to the next caller.
Hello?
Oh, no,
hello?
There you are. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kim. You're on here.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's good. All good. I have a feeling you're in your home office and you were distracted with something or other. So.
Yes, I was.
All good. How can we help you? Do you have a question today or a thought?
No. Well, more than anything, I don't have any specific questions. I just want to hear from spirit. I'm under the weather, and I usually don't get sick, but I think this is a little cold, and I don't know if this is something to like sit me down for a second and just to give me a break, because I've been going and going and going, and I don't think I've sat down and had time for myself.
Sounds like you already have the answer, but let's get some confirmation for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, usually we all kind of know what, you know, stuff, right? But then it's like sometimes we don't want to know it, so we push it aside. But...
that's the beautiful thing. That's why we need our friends and, like, other strangers to tell us sometimes, like, yeah, you're supposed to take a break.
Yeah.
Well. I got a card for Kimberly. Kimberly, the card, I don't know if it's relevant, but I think spirit might feel it's relevant for you because it flew right out of the deck. I mean, there is no denying it. This card that flew out for you is forgive yourself. There could be something that you might need to think about
forgiving yourself about, even if it's, I'm not sure if the card says in school, you're not always going to give the right answers. In school, sometimes you will act out. In school, sometimes you don't focus on the lesson at hand. In school, sometimes we could be cruel. Have you ever looked back at your time in school and not been able to forgive yourself for these transgressions? Probably not. Well, you have chosen Earth as your schoolroom, and you should be just as, and it should be just as lenient. You are here to learn. It's important to forgive yourself when you make errors in life. Living with the guilt of past deeds blocks the energy of future. Each soul progresses in its own time, but when you don't allow yourself forgiveness, the universe, you are shutting down from the heart, and the universe is telling you you are not worthy to receive. If you have caused pain to another, it is imperative to apologize to them, in addition to forgiving yourself. The guides can't stress enough the importance of forgiveness, either of yourself or to another. Carrying the negative energy of guilt as well as the negative energy of resentment back to the spirit world causes unwanted karmic entanglement. Not clearing this energy while you are still here in the physical dimension before you make your own transition to spirit, it is huge, a huge source of regret for many souls. So they're just giving you a prompt to act now if there's anything that you needed to forgive someone else for or yourself for. So that was the card and the message that flew up for you, Kimber.
Okay.
Lynn,
thank
did you get a message?
Oh, yeah, I did. I'll go ahead. Okay, yeah, I've got a couple of things, Kim. And the first one was the scene where Dorothy is clicking her heels together and saying, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. At the end of The Wizard of Oz. You've seen the movie, I think, haven't you?
Yes.
And just sort of, I'm kind of running through that whole final scene where Glinda tells her she's always had the power to get home. And they're all going, well, why didn't you tell her? And she goes, well, she had to figure it out for herself. And it feels like, you know, you're clicking your heels together and going to where you need to be. Because I think home is a figurative term here. I think home is where your soul is going to settle for the next part of your journey. And it's something that feeds you rather than drains you, you know, because I know the stuff you've been going through has been pulling your energy. And so it's time that you had something that brings that energy back to you. The other thing that I got, I'm a kind of a wildlife I take wildlife and I rehabituate them and put them back out in the wild if they're orphaned or whatever. And so I remember one of the raccoons I was raising, somebody handled her in a very sort of thoughtless way. And so she turned into a little, she looked like a Tasmanian devil. She was hissing and spitting and biting and blah, blah, blah. And long after the danger was passed, like the person left the room and left her alone, but she went on and on and on for a really long time. Like the anger in the raccoon stayed longer than the danger present, if that makes sense. And they showed me that image. And I think what I'm trying to tell you, Kim, is whatever is clinging to you from the recent fight that you just had, and you didn't go in swinging. You were forced to fight. It was like kind of a Rambo thing, and you stood up and did your thing. But it's letting go of whatever that, the energy that drove you to be able to stand up and fight for yourself and fight for other people. You can let that go now. Like the warrior can just like take off the armor just for a bit. And you go, as Ryan used to say, take your shoulders away from your ears and go, Musa. That was his thing. And I think it's, I can't remember where he got it from, but it kind of works, you know. So that's all. And you know, I've often said to, you know, put on some pajamas with feet and make yourself complete, like cocoon yourself and just you know, have a complete, like, even take a day off, but I know you're not going to do that, but you know what I mean? Give yourself a break. So, Hawk, I turn it over to you.
Yeah, I'm going to just confirm what you said. Right now, it's about finding home and celebrating the hard work that you just did. I pulled 3 of wands. For the present, I pulled 4 of wands. And what's beautiful about that is that you did what you needed to in the 3 of wands, and now you're in the 4 of wands, and you should be celebrating it. The 4 of wands tells you that after a period of rapid growth and expansion, the energy of the 3 of wands, it's now time to pause and celebrate what you have achieved so far. So yes, why do you have a cold? To stop, take a moment, take a breath, look at what you've done, step back for a moment, enjoy the fruits of your labor, acknowledge your hard work, and give yourself permission to take a small break before embarking on the next phase of your journey. It's essential you observe these smaller milestones. And in the future, I see the Strength card, which is just such a beautiful card. It's a goddess who's bigger than a lion, petting the lion like a house cat. And she has the infinity symbol above her head. So for me, it's just a very divine, feminine strength. And just know that that is in your future, but celebrate. And yeah, you might have a cold, but it's to get you to stop. You knew that when you called. So there's your confirmation. Be proud of yourself. You are worthy. You did so much. And yes, you got a cold to take a break because you have more to do. But you need to, like, appreciate yourself before you get there. So maybe it does have to do with some forgiveness towards yourself, like Jess was saying. Maybe there is something holding you back from being proud of yourself.
Okay. That will take.
Does that help?
To look within. Yep. Thank you.
Good. You're so welcome.
If I may add, you know, Kimberly, I work with a little flashlight now and then, right? And it's been going bonkers during this whole reading, like, especially when Hawk was speaking. And I'm feeling like I feel like you're feeling a bit nostalgic for family gone by. You know, we always do, but, like, I had seen a post of yours where you were going through a slideshow of your family members, and I felt I felt like it's like a combination. It's not just one individual energy, but that flashlight activity, I'm pretty sure, is your ancestors all kind of just, hey, Tim, that's all. So, yeah. I thanked him.
I would agree.
That. Yeah, it's so nice when that activity happens. Like, I can't call it up. It just happens or it doesn't. And, wow, it was like, flash, flash, flash. So very, very cool. Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. So much
good
love
evening.
And light, Tim. Yeah, you take care, and we'll talk to you again. Okay.
Okay.
Catch us
up. All right.
All right. We are moving on to 612. You're on the air. Can we have your name, please?
Oh, hi. Good afternoon. My name is Constance. How are you all?
Hello,
I'm enjoying listening to you.
We remember you, Constance. You're an old friend of the show. How can we help you today?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's 3 years plus now that I have been disabled with COVID-19. And I had surgery a week ago tomorrow. And then I was supposed to have another surgery tomorrow, and it was canceled on Friday at the last minute. And in the meantime, Peter, my housemate, who's Ukrainian, his brother passed away suddenly in Ukraine, where there's family in Ukraine, and also that made to Warsaw, 3 of them made to Warsaw. So we're having a lot of what you would call brokenness in this situation. And And we've had help from clergy and lots of people that have been praying for us worldwide, and wanted to know what you folks felt about this. I always like to hear a lot of information because it's different from every place that chimes in. And it's difficult for Peter. He's pretty silent about his grief, but his sister, more vocal. She's been in a different state, so, you know, things come in long distance. You can't really contact. It's hard to contact Ukraine right now because it's not safe. So getting messages to and from is time. It's not timely. It comes more after the fact, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, shock, you know, and we hear from Warsaw before we hear from Ukraine, because it's safer. It's just difficult, and my disability is, I never expected to survive COVID twice.
No.
Peter had it once, and being a COVID survivor and learning, I haven't even learned how to walk yet. Yeah. I've been in a wheelchair for three years. Go ahead.
Let's boil down the situation to a question that we can look at, okay? What is it we can, like, how can we help you with a question? You know what I mean? You're looking for a message.
Yes, being broken in many ways.
Broken in many, many ways, yes.
It's just, there's that I was trying to describe how many ways we are broken right now, not just myself, but the family as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like the near and far, like your ripples affect all the way to Ukraine for you. So,
yeah, exactly.
I'm going to ask you, like, how are you handling this to the best, like, because you're ill. You're bedbound. You've got long COVID. And, you know, it seems like, and this is what we're talking about on the show today, is being broken. And every one of us breaks, you know, at some point. And so I guess I'm asking you a question, I guess, is like, what methods do you use to handle the situation? Like, are you breaking down? Are you breaking into more pieces, or are you finding ways to use? I know you are a spiritual person. We've met before. So do you use your connection to spirit to help you?
Yes, spirit, and also clergy. A lot of people are praying for us around the world, and I mean worldwide. That's true. And that's helpful. And also privately, you know, there's people that are helping Peter and I through this. We have people that come in to the house to care for me. And, you know, we're kind of well known now after 3 years. No, it's kind of a hard way to be well known, but it's true.
You may be able to use that well knownness to, if you are part of a community, you know, make it known that you need help. People are often unaware, you know, and if you tell them, like, I need help, they might, you know, I'm thinking of community fundraisers. I don't know, do people do this anymore? They do in the neighborhood I live in. I don't know.
I've called for help in the political venue, but not been real successful. But I was a MGM dancer, and so my Bluebell community has been very wonderful at reaching out worldwide and putting out in the past GoFundMe things to help. Right now, that's not the case because this just occurred so suddenly. My surgery wasn't planned. Certainly, Nikolai's death wasn't anticipated, and it's just been like we are broken to the nth degree after over 3 years of this. Mm-hmm. And so the prayers help, and I just want. I guess my biggest question is, and you're not fortune tellers. I got that. I know that very well. I mean, I pray for it to stop, just to give us an answer. I've prayed for that so long. Just an answer, a twinkling, a sign, a clover, like you sure. said earlier. Yeah. Faith.
I understand. Jessica, is there anything coming in for you, love?
Yes, actually, hi, Constance. This is Jessica. The card that I had two cards that flew out for you, and one was Kindness Counts, and I think that one came out because of, you know, a lot of the support and help that you are getting. It truly matters. Kindness Counts. And the other card that flew out is Abundance Is Your Right. So this card says, while the awareness of your higher self is focused on the physical dimension, it is only natural to believe in the concept of limitation. But your soul is limitless in its ability to give out and receive energy. You just have to accept that you are capable and worthy to accept that. The universe will give you anything you desire, but it's not a one-way street. It's a loop. The energy of abundance must flow. So as it comes to you, you must be willing to send it out. All you desire can be yours if you accept that the energy does not end with you. It is your right to be the reciprocal of boundless love, happiness, health, and prosperity. But you must receive these gifts with the intention of keeping the flow of abundance alive. I think what they're telling you is not to give up. You know, keep going. If your intention is to have abundance stop with you, then you are actually blocking the energy from coming to you in the first place. If you fall into the mindset of limitation, you are saying to the universe that you are not worthy to receive. But nothing is further from the truth. This could be ego talking. The universe always says yes. Ego that says no. You can be the beneficiary of any and all gifts if you accept that it is possible. So I think Spirit was really just wanting to remind you, despite, you know, our feelings of brokenness as well, that we're also to remember our birthright of abundance. And I think that was just a reminder for you, and that by God, kindness does count. And I love it. Thank you, Spirit, for this message for Constance. That's what I got for you today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is Hawk. Constance, can I ask you a tough personal question?
Well, certainly.
When it came to possibly dying from COVID, you didn't expect to live twice? Was that because you actually wanted to go?
No. I didn't even know that I was sick. I was really quite on, like, not, I was truly between worlds, and I was unconscious in intensive care twice. So I can say that when you're in that state, and they're asking you, you know, questions, and you can only nod your head, you can't move any part of your body, and you nod yes, you know, because they ask you, do you want this or that? I would say that I didn't want to go because I would have nodded no if that were true. And
good.
I most certainly have fought really hard to fight.
So do you have any survivor's guilt?
Do I have any survivors?
Guilt?
Well, in my immediate family?
With you, personally.
Do I have any survivors?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
I'm a single person, but I have a sister.
Constance, just a sec. Hawk asked you if you had survivor's guilt, not if you had survivor's
guilt. Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I don't. I'm not. I don't believe that I'm guilt. No, I'm
good.
A survivor and fighter.
Good.
I fight every day.
My cards for you are positive. They are good. It is showing me that what has been happening to you was to generate some hope, faith, purpose, renewal, and spirituality. And right now you are in turbulent waters, but the sea ahead is tranquil. It suggests that you are leaving behind a tumultuous situation, bound for a more peaceful and supportive environment. And I think this goes back to both what Jess and Lynn were saying, where you're doing the work, you're reaching out, you're getting a community that's now behind you, and I see abundance in your future. So I think your calling in today was just to hear us say that you are doing the work and you need to actually own it. Like, be happy with yourself. Find some peace to spread, because you are going through a lot, and we all understand that. But last week, I don't know if you were listening, I said those that choose tough lives are usually more spiritually capable of handling them. And as we were talking about, it's really tough for you and your family and those around you right now. But it's also a huge opportunity for you to grow and become even stronger. And I think Jess's message was to remind you that just because your body is going through a lot of pain, your soul is eternal.
Oh, beautiful.
Whatever happens to this body doesn't happen to this soul.
Yes, that I do know. I do know
you
that.
Know, you
we're
know this.
We're a show.
So just own it. We're all players on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And you got this. And so I'm just here to remind you that you're doing it, and then put a smile on. I think that's Jess's message from Spirit, is love it. Find that that wonder again.
Mm-hmm.
It's all around you all the time.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I actually want to say something from The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. The only thing that can break a spell is to make a new agreement based on truth.
Okay.
And I think that's important for you. Own how much light working you are doing, how powerful you are, how worthy, how loving, and how loved.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think that's what you needed to hear. Yeah, you are so welcome. You have every right to be here. You are so worthy.
Thank you.
That is the topic
Thank
of the day. That is why you called
Beloved.
Today.
That is. Are you feeling the broken spirit and keeping going on and saying never give up? Faith, hope, and love.
Exactly. Why do we break? To rebuild ourselves for the
best. Well, thank you, wonderful team of spiritual light workers. God bless you.
She sends you so much love, and I'd love to send you just as a team, just healing energy. You are in, trying to remember where you are. It's, I'm sorry, my brain is falling out. Anyway, we're just going to send you love and light and healing energy. And don't forget, it does start with your inside you. It starts with you. So keep doing it and keep tapping spirit for help and humans. You know, reach out and ask for the help you need. I'm trying to remember one thing we did for one of our team members years ago was we had like an online raffle thing, and with people come up with all kinds of ideas, but make the need known. Like, don't just keep it quiet. Let your community know and receive the help. Love and light, Constance. Thank you for calling in.
Love and light, Rennie.
Okay.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Okay, moving on. I'll add a bit of time here so we can get to everyone here. 604, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Thank you so much. It's Charlene. Hello.
Hi, Charlene. Welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
I have called in before, and I know it's good sage, so just the anxiety is slightly through the roof again, or still just a little more peaked right now. Mostly just terribly concerned on my son and things going okay for him, and him being able to be home soon.
Are you comfortable giving us a little background on your son?
Sure. Yeah, his name is Zachary. He has a kind of a complex life, but he's in a lot of trouble legally at the moment, and
okay.
So just looking, it's kind of like he has pissed off everybody at the top, and he actually hasn't done anything that bad. Really, he hasn't. It's just he's angered people, so they're making it really difficult for him. So I'm praying that the situation he's got now, because there's a new person who's kind of overseeing it, I'm hoping that they have common sense, they can see through, have compassion, and he'll be home soon.
Okay. Well, I won't try to analyze it. I'm just going to give you the image they've sent me. Do you know what a springbok is? They're an African antelope.
No.
Okay. It doesn't really matter. My team is giving it to me in the form of this animal, but the point of what I'm seeing is that, have you ever seen baby animals in the springtime going boing, 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 and bouncing and zooming? And yeah, that. So I'm seeing that. That's what I'm seeing. So it doesn't matter what species I'm seeing. It's the baby, the action of the baby springing. And I'm feeling that... Zachary's not such a bad person, but he's got sort of a really, he's got an energy that can't really be contained within normal jobs and stuff like that. Does he have, is he happy doing the work he's doing? Or is he doing it just for the bucks, you know what I mean?
He actually doesn't have a job, and I think this time that he's had where he's had a chance to kind of really reevaluate or evaluate what's going on for him, where he wants to go the direction. So it's been an absolute turn in the corner for his life. So he's not happy at the moment with where he's at, but I think he's excited about his moving forward.
Yeah, has he had work before? You were saying
he has.
Everybody.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It's like I think what I'm being told here is that he's not like a bad guy. He's just, his energy is being misdirected in the work. And it's almost like there's a certain type of human called a Renaissance person, and they have a heck of a time figuring out what they want to do, what they want to be. They may be interested and good at many, many things, and they just can't figure out where to go. Will he talk to you? Will he sit down and have conversations with you?
Yes.
Okay. Try to find out what it is that, blows his hair back. Whatever. What is it that keeps him happy and interested and passionate? And you might want to see if he can find employment in a field that suits his energy better. It's like I'm feeling like square peg in round hole. And I really wish him well.
He's incarcerated right now. So anything that we have is completely monitored. He was in a catastrophic accident just over 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So he took a very hard hit. He's capable of working. He's actually a walking miracle in so many regards.
Yeah.
But he's quite contained at the moment.
Well,
this should
yeah,
be over, though, because in a sense, like legally, he's not really supposed to be where he's at. But in a way, he kind of is. And I think they kind of want to there's a sense of they want to keep the world safe. But the world is safe with him out. It's actually, and it's better for him to be out, but they're not necessarily. Unfortunately, there was a lot of setup involved, but it is what it is. This is his karma. This is part of what he needed to go through. I just am praying hard, obviously, and concerned. There's definitely fear around me, but I just want to see him home so he can get on with life, so we can have conversations, so he can start focusing on him being moving forward, right?
Absolutely. And do try to, if you can, guide him gently into, like, it's not that he's lazy or can't work. It's that work, I mean, a lot
inspired. He needs to be inspired, yes.
Truly, he's probably a highly intelligent person. And,
he
you
is.
Know, with, yeah, so try to, I guess, I don't know, like, how to tell you how to handle it, but the thing is, realize that he probably needs a little help finding his road in life, his path.
He does need guidance. Yeah, I agree.
Totally.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to move you over to Jessica, see what's coming in, and then we'll move to Hawk and see what's coming into Hawk.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem, hon.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Charlene. When you came on and was you were just talking about your son without mentioning where he was, I have the feeling it was incarceration.
Right.
and then as I was shuffling the deck, this card came out, and it kind of confused me why this card came out. It says, have an attitude of gratitude. But as you started talking, completely made sense why this card came out. So I'm just gonna read it.
Okay.
Although it may not always seem so, life on Earth is a gift that you have given to yourself. Every person you meet and every situation you experience is to be received positively, because each one is a chance to learn. Everything is a lesson, and regardless of whether you choose to spend a moment with the lesson or decades, it is always for your benefit. So,
right. So
approach everything in life with a positive, gracious attitude, because these experiences have been given to you for your advancement. It's often difficult to accept that the events we perceive as negative or bad are actually beneficial, but try to open up your mind and your awareness to the bigger picture of what is to be learned or taught here. So this card flew out totally, and I was confused at first when I did. But
I understand now, too.
I do, too. And I had spirit right there saying that this is from your son's perspective, from his soul perspective, this is almost like I'm almost feeling like this is a new start for him. This is what's going to turn it all around, so to speak, if that makes sense. So the card makes perfect sense. And I just, I wanted you to encourage you to hang in there. I have three boys myself. It's not easy as a mom to see our children struggle, no matter, you know, what it is. So I just wanted to say that to you. And, the card made perfect sense, because I almost feel like this is a new beginning for him when he does get out.
Yeah. I do agree. Do you have a sense on this new judge that she's going to have? I saw compassion. Obviously, you know, there's lots of concerns. There's all kinds of directions it can go. Again, though, I'm convinced. I really believe it, and it's not because I'm trying to pretend he's, because I know he's not a saint. He's my son. I know him well.
Right.
But he sure as hell does not deserve what's happening to him right now. And it is extreme. There's people who've killed people, and they're out in a couple of days. He's been in there for months now. It's literally because somebody's been pissed off. And the peculiar thing is he literally was provoked in all of it. Like, it was not a, it's not just a cut and dry situation from what I know. And it's not just from him telling me, it's from my own intuition as well as what I've seen and observed, right? So, the big hope is, of course, that this person now overseeing is able to do, just to recognize and get him in the right direction instead of just holding him and torturing him.
Right. No, I feel this. I feel like there's positive movement from this. I mean, he can only go up. And I think that's what this card is indicating.
Okay. Thank you.
And to hang in there, Mama. I'm a mom, too. Yeah,
thank you. They're I've got three kids, and they're, it's been a full life. Never dull.
Beautiful. I can go now. This is Hawk. Charlene,
you.
I just want to say when you called in, the Empress card fell out, and I knew it was you, not you, because I didn't know who you were. But I just want to remind you that you are a beautiful, motherly, feminine, nurturing, abundant representation of nature. Like, the Empress card came out, and it's a beautiful woman with a crown of stars and a scepter in her hand. She's sitting on a throne made of pillows in the forest, and she's got a heart with the feminine symbol next to her, and I just thought that was beautiful, and literally you're calling mostly about your son. I want to say that I see the karma that you were talking about, but I also see the judge being switched and changed.
Thank you.
I see a good card for what is happening right now, and I don't want to tell you that he's coming home this year, but he's definitely seemingly, the message is yes. It says, it comes as a sign that the planets aligned and you have everything you wished for. You could not be happier. If you made your wish and are patiently waiting for it to come to fruition, then this card is an excellent omen that will soon be granted. And then I asked the question directly. Give me a yes or no. Is he coming home? And I got a Three of Pentacles, which is a yes. The Three of Pentacles, though, does tell me a little bit about what Lynn was talking about, in that I think the idea is that when he does come home, he will need help from you to build a new empire, a new career, a new skill, a new trade. Yeah. And the Three of Pentacles is beautiful. It has three people building a temple. But since they're building a temple, it's a reminder that sometimes these things take longer than we are expecting or hoping.
Right, okay.
And so as a warning, in your future, I did get a negative card, but in that, it just means that there's a lesson that maybe, since you're so focused on your child and your children, maybe you're not focusing on yourself enough in the future.
Okay.
So the Eight of Cups invites you to ask yourself what brings you joy, contentment, and fulfillment on a deeper level. Without it, you might pursue goals that fail to give you the satisfaction you're seeking.
Okay.
So I just want to remind you to keep it balanced, right? Put your oxygen mask on first, right? And then you can be there for your children.
Right.
And you will be that Empress figure I see in the forest with the stream, and it's beautiful.
Okay.
So, stay strong.
Balance, okay. Thank you very much, Hawk. I appreciate it. All three of you
very
much.
We actually have Shannon. Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but we have Shannon Johnson in the chat, and she has a message for you, too.
Thank you.
Okay, so, Shannon's one of the rock stars in our little our world here. So this is a great message. And she's also saying, too, that as Jessica and Hawk are pulling cards, it's aligning with what is coming in for her. So that's really good to get that validation. So here's what Shannon has to say for us. She hears that there is much to be uncovered for you and your son through this experience. This is like the launch of a new passion that becomes the work in future. Something with troubled teens or those with challenges like his will be of value.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading it ahead of you here. I'm reading it, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's you in the chat room. Well, there you go.
Well, that's not me speaking. I'm not in there talking, but I'm reading it. I'm Claire Shar. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you. And that, you know what? That's actually a confirmation because I am an intuitive. I work as a healer. This young man, he actually chose his name. He chose his birth time. He is, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this. He is phenomenal. But there's been lots of and of course we all come in with our lessons, right? So whatever it is that we're doing, we've got our thing that we have to go through to, whether it's to help people. I know it's always for our greater good, but fuck. Pardon my it's something. Anyway. But you know what, Jesus,
laugh
before
it off.
He came,
that's real life.
Sorry?
I was just saying, laugh it off. That's real life. You were preaching
to the choir.
It
really is. You know, supposedly in one of my lives, I was Jesus' daughter. I don't know if that's true, and it doesn't even matter. It's just what I do understand is how energy works. I understand love, and Jesus was here to empower people, and that's really what's important to me.
I love what you just said. Can I ask you a question or two, maybe? Do you know what maybe your name was?
Sarah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, you're confirmed. You're good. And then number two was, how did you get that message? I love it.
Oh, my cousin, who was also in a catastrophic accident. It was funny. I have a really interesting genetic family heritage that's fantastic. And
well, it sounds like you might be a blue blood.
Yeah, well, you think? she says to, and actually literally on my father's side of the family, there's aristocracy the other side, but anyway, that's a, she was a channel of Kryon, or she's done that. She has worked through Kryon as well with his service and message, or their message, and really love is our sole purpose, so there's nothing that's more important than that, and obviously it begins with ourselves and then ripples out to the rest of the community.
Rest of creation, we have to take all of us up together.
We do, because we're all part of the same we're part of the same
exactly.
web. It's phenomenal and beautiful and heartbreaking and painful and colorful. That movie, It's a Wonderful Life, Love Actually, is just a lovely portrait of how humans or how life is. Right, we all have different stories, and there's joys and sorrows. And
yes, I like to say humans are beautiful, but they're messy. Life is beautiful, but it's messy.
It's messy. It's messy. For sure, it's messy. I'm really great. And that's so kind of her to pass that forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys. You take care. I'll message to her on here instead. I'm sorry?
Okay, you read Shannon's latest message there. Great. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, you can find Shannon's easy to contact. We'll do the credentials at the end of the show. So, no problem. Okay, love. I'm so glad you called in. That's great.
I am too. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Charlene. And have a beautiful Sunday. Okay, we're moving on. I've added a little time to the show, so we're not going to run over. 201, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Hi, 201. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Just hang on. I'm going to bring you back. I was just muting and moving on. But hi there. Okay, 201. Can we get your name?
Hi, this is Jackie. I'm so sorry. I actually was muted while I was listening to the show.
Well, never happened before.
Yeah, right?
Thank you for
not
taking
even with
my
us,
call.
The host.
Yeah, no problem, honey. Wow. How can we help you today?
Everyone who I listen to, I'm not sure if I got to the first caller, there was a little aspect of everything that I could readily connect to, including from Dorothy all the way to this last caller with the son.
Yeah, that's cool.
Every single caller, it was like a puzzle in my life.
Yeah.
Like a picture, and I'm sitting here like that. I'm not even sure what my question is, with the exception of I'm just tired of being there for everyone except for myself. And I understand the difference between selfishness and self-care. And I just want to know, what could I do at this point to balance it and be true to my authentic self? Because I know I signed up for certain things, but I also know I signed up to live and be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do the right thing, and I want to reclaim my life, my purpose, without hurting anybody.
Yeah.
You're doing it right now. You're taking the steps right now to doing it. Your thought process right now is exactly the way. So, kudos to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in and say the same thing. Your seeking and your passion for finding truth, that's what it is. That's what it's about. I feel like you're on the right path wherever you're at, like just in this here and now. That's what I really feel.
Same. But let's pull some cards. We'll get you a message for sure. But we already know it's going to be a reminder you're doing it.
My little flashlight is going. Yeah, listen, guys. My little flashlight is going absolutely bonkers right now with Jackie's call. Wow, I don't know. I just had to add that because I'm sitting here and it's like strobing at me. And I don't know, Jackie. Is there anyone in spirit you might be hearing from? Because it's flashing on and off like a lot.
And you said it's strobing?
Well, no, I meant it's a little hardware store flashlight, but I work with it.
My father and my mother, but I know definitely that when my father first transitioned, this is going back like to the 90s, 96, he really came through with electricity and the light.
Okay.
My mother would move stuff. My mother, I would sense my mother's presence. It's either one of them. I need them more than I need anything else.
For sure.
You have
and you
them.
Know what? Yes. Yes. Just
I've been attacked for it, though. I've been attacked for it, and I don't understand why. I've been abandoned, rejected for it. And I don't understand why.
For being spiritual? What have you been attacked for?
For being spiritual, for being, I guess, more like my parents. I receive things that if I repeat it to my family members, I get that look, you know? And I know what I know.
Did you?
Yeah, exactly. Did you hear our shows on the New Earth prophecy?
No, I did not. How long ago was this?
It was, two and three episodes ago, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
It wasn't last week. It was the week before and the week before that, too. But basically, all I want to say is it's kind of a blessing that you get attacked for having these things because you don't need to be around that, right? That
mm-hmm.
doesn't benefit you. Right? And if you know the truth, then shouldn't you be going for it, no matter who else might not believe it, if they're not ready to see it? And when we were talking about the New Earth, it's this whole idea of you focus on finding your inner peace, and then you
mm-hmm.
will share that. And those that have found their own inner peace will share that, and they will find each other, and then we will all end up sharing it together. And that's why Jess and I were so proud of what you were saying, because your mindset
and your readiness to change any thought pattern that no longer serves you is really what we're all talking about. That's the practice. We all understand the worthiness and that we're all worthy and eternal and blah, 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 but it's the practice that we sometimes forget to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're doing
it. Yes, and it's funny you brought up the earth, though, because I am, yeah, I'm a starseed.
You are?
I'm also, yes, I'm a starseed. I don't know what it was. Maybe since
well,
I was
then,
a little girl.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just
well,
looking
then,
up. I'm either looking up or I'm looking way down below.
Well, then you,
like,
are,
I'm literally
you,
that
you were
tree.
Sent here.
That.
You were sent here to help others grow and find peace. That's literally your job. And sometimes it's as easy as just being peaceful. And that energy that you exude, anyone you come in contact with will help for the better. That's in Dolores Cannon's books. They talk about that often, that sometimes, especially for starseeds, doing your purpose of life is just to be happy and in life. That literally your energy just is helping the earth transition.
Well, can I say something?
Please.
I had an uncle that transitioned last month, and his funeral was the beginning of this month. And I finally met around my mother's family after like 12 years of isolation and turmoil. And since then, I've been dealing with a lot of anxiety and panic attacks that come off and on. I'm not sure if it's the human resonance, is it menopause, or is it just me. But I've been trying to transmute that energy. My manifestation includes transmuting a lot of things around me. And I'm ready to take my step, but I have a spouse that's not his best because he got sick last year. And I'm also trying to get him back to health. So, you know, his opinions matter. And he doesn't understand what I know. Like I literally see that sometimes when I'm trying to tell him something with this invisible wall just shows up and it's like I'm like wanting to tear it down so he could see and come along with me because I have to move forward.
Is it because when you talk about the spiritual truths you've learned and then it feels like a wall of fear or ego comes up on the other side?
He just doesn't understand anything that I see and feel spiritually, but yet he depends on me, and I actually follow my spirit, what I feel deep in my spirit. Like, we need to make a move, and we're in a position right now. My life has actually been redirected in so many different ways that right now I just want to clean up where I'm at, get it prepared, and move out of here into my parents' home and restore it. I don't care what my siblings say. I'm paying for it. And I know what I have to do because I hear from my mother and my father. At least I think I hear from them. But I know I'm doing the right thing.
You have to follow your path. And the best way to teach others that your path is the truth is by showing them how much love, light, and truth you now have because you're following that path. It's kind of like you can't yell at someone to change their thought process, but if you can somehow show them that your new thought process has benefited you, then maybe they might want to try it.
Yeah. Because I'm like Kimberly, I'm so depleted, and I know the only thing that would actually replenish me is for me to do that because I can't live for everybody. I just have to live, and they follow along, and if not, then that means it wasn't really meant to be for them to go that far in the journey with me. And, I want my loved ones there, but at the same time, I don't want to sink in quicksand for other people's net,
It's one of those things where it's like, I could foresee a future where you do what you know you're supposed to do and you kind of just push everyone else away and say, I'm here if you want to come here to where I am, and then you start doing really well, and people are going to want to come to you and want to know your secret.
Okay.
And that's only when they're ready. And unfortunately, most of the time, we can't change anybody else. We can only change ourselves.
Right. I have a son that just moved out this weekend, my last son, my youngest son. And I'm concerned about him as well as myself, because he was really siphoning my energy. But I'm concerned about him because he has a young daughter and girlfriend.
Jackie, I don't mean to interrupt, but we're almost out of time in the show. We have other callers we need to get in.
Okay,
but
so could you just finish tell me what you were going to tell me about who I wanted to hear from, and then I'll go?
I think whoever it is, I think if your dad was really good with electric stuff, I think it might be him, but I would also not exclude your mom. But I want to tell you what Shannon is saying in the chat room for you. Okay?
Okay.
So she wants you to understand that you are not responsible to push anyone else, and this guy that is so rude to you, it's not your job to push him into awakening. You just need to continue being your own light, and you can allow him and other people to see how it changes life for you. Okay? You can't force people into that anyway. Unless you like hammering at doors that don't open, you know? And she adds here that self-love is the new challenge in your path to feel whole in who you are and in what the others think no longer has a hurt. Yeah, and that's quite true. Like, they won't have the power to change you're coming from within, right? And you're standing in your own light, and people can't knock you over that way because it's, you know, I don't know, I'm losing the words here, but be very, very sure that when you change, the world around you will change. So if what you're doing right now isn't working, so to go deep on that, find out what it is and change it. You know, you have that power. And again, as I speak to you, the light is flickering. So I'm really sure that if you talk to your spirit team and include your mom and dad in spirit, and then let the answers come to you, be the observer and watch for the signs that come. But it's absolutely in your hands, and you can change it with your thoughts and your, you know, just your, what's the word I'm looking for? It's the thoughts that create the reality, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. I hope that helps.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate
it.
You're
so welcome.
I don't want to hold up more of your time. I don't want to be selfish
for
other people. Could I just remain online? Because I kid you not, I don't know if we're all connected that way for this message. Every single person I heard, it was a piece of my puzzle.
Well, it's something funny, Jackie, because I know, and I'm sure that Shannon and the other people that do readings will agree that whenever you do a reading, there's something, you get something too. Like, there's something I need to learn or I need to hear that comes in the readings that I do for others. It blows me away. It's like a twofer, you know? And so we are all connected, and the lessons that come for one can work for all of us in different situations. So remember, you're like light. You are a particle, but you're also a wave and part of the collective. And you can tap that, okay? More powerful than you believe. Okay.
Thank you,
Jackie.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Oops. Oh, sorry. That was just me being a bad phone operator. All right. We're going to move on to 651. Hi, 651. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes. Hi, this is Christiana calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're kicking butt.
Well, my question, I'm not sure if I've asked it here, but my question is about my shamanic business, and I just got certified to practice.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
congrats.
Thank you. And I was just wondering if you see me making, like, I know it's not all about money, but I do need to make some money. And being able to provide the services for people.
Mm-hmm. Christiana, are you like a bricks and mortar service, or do you do this kind of online?
This is currently online right now.
Okay. All righty. Yeah. Did anybody
I just
want
to say that
hands?
I got...
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? I can jump in. I got two cards that fell out. Ace of Swords, which is beautiful. Six of Swords. And what that tells me is that, yes, you're going to be doing fine, but it will be tumultuous at the beginning. You have just started, you know, so be ready for the rough seas, but calmer waters are ahead. Any ace is such a good, strong indication. It's usually just like a yes. So you're on the path. You have set off. And, but remember time, because I know that you've been working on this for quite a while. We've been talking about your shamanic, business/art, right?
Yeah, that was one idea, but I'm kind of veering off towards just the shamanism.
And that's great. Cause I think what we had been talking about was that you had to be doing it right. And like finding your path, and now you found it, you've gotten certified, you have taken the steps. So I don't know if Jessica wants to add on to that. I'm going to look up the Ace of Swords to give you a more specific message.
Okay.
Hi, Christiana. This is Jessica.
Hi.
This card came flying out for you. I think this is just Spirit really wanted me to remind you that calm is not a weakness. This is the card that flew out for you. So I think it's a reminder. And it says, let me put my glasses on so I can see. It says, a state of calm is not a personality flaw. On the contrary, when you feel balanced and harmonious with your soul, you attract that energy to you. Human society often equates movers and shakers and type A personalities with prosperity and prestige, but at what cost to their emotional and physical health? Slow and steady wins the race, and one day at a time are the mantras of this card. Sometimes the pressures of life on earth can feel like the light of your soul is being extinguished. It is your job to take care of your human vessel so you can efficiently follow the blueprint that you have created for your life. So this card, I feel like this card is reminding you that, like it's saying, calm is not a weakness, but as Hawk was saying, it may be rough before it gets smooth or smooths out a little bit, but stay in there and know that it's going to work out. You're good.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to jump back in.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
To give, if you don't mind. So for that Ace of Swords, you may be on the verge of a significant breakthrough or a new way of thinking that allows you to view the world with clearer eyes. You may have a sudden realization or conscious understanding about an issue that has been troubling you and can finally see the path ahead of you. Meditate regularly to clear away the mental chatter and make the most of this intellectual potential. See this card as a sign of encouragement. It says your mind is in expansion mode. You are open to embracing new ideas, craving stimulation, and you'll jump at the next opportunity to learn something new. This is what we're talking about, where you were like choosing the path of shamanism.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're certified. So let's go to the Six of Swords again. This is a chance for you because you are going through, the keywords are transition, change, here you go, rite of passage. And then I think what's important for you is the releasing of baggage. Now that you are on your way, this is your chance
to let go of those things that you've been carrying with you that no longer serve you. It invites you to let go of whatever's holding you back, be it from your past or your present circumstances. Instead, gaze ahead to your future and choose the way most in alignment with your highest good and long-term potential.
Okay. Mm. Okay,
Lynn, I don't know if you want to piggyback on that.
Well, I want to read what Shannon's written. It's something Ryan used to remind us of all the time, and the acronym FEE, Fair Energy Exchange. And we all have to remember that we put 150% into our work of service, no matter the form. So honor yourself and your spirit team by charging fees that will support the work you are providing. As you grow and your business grows, so does the Fair Energy Exchange, or FEE, as you bring more to the table, as you continue to expand. And just to expand on that, Shannon, I remember you're doing an online thing, and you were talking about when you first started out doing stuff, and you were like all rigid about showing up on time and da 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 da. And then now, you're so used to it, it's become more natural for you. You're not, because I think you might be in that state, Christiana, where we, all of us, when we first start doing readings, we're like freaking ourselves out trying to be perfect at it. And, you know, we must be there and we must like meditate for a certain time. And like, and you'll find that it becomes more of an organic flow after a while, you know. And Shannon now, you know, she shows up. She's just got this, so much love and laughter in her work. And she's so cool with it now. And it's simply practice, practice, practice. Every one of us started out somewhere. And I remember being like freaked right out. You know, I must write it down and sit like this and blah, 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 blah. And now I'm like, I have a reading coming up. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, now the freaking flashlight's agreeing with me here. And now I'm like, I feel such love doing readings because I'm not freaked out anymore. So don't worry, that this will pass, you know. Just get over that sort of initial startup stuff. It's normal.
I love what you're saying, Lynn, and yeah. I love what Shannon said, and that brings me to the point of you are worthy to make money off of your light work, and maybe that's the baggage you're carrying with you. You are worthy.
Mm-hmm.
You are worthy of making money off of healing others. You are worthy.
Thank
you are allowed. Fair energy exchange. It is fair. If you are healing others, they want to be healed, and money is just a piece of paper that is supposed to express energy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. And it's the same sort of with artists sometimes and people that do creative work. They're like, well, you should be working for free. And they're like, yeah, you know, maybe, but like, government doesn't chip a hoot about that, you know. They,
yeah, not yet. New Earth will have no money, but we got to make New Earth first. So get your money until New Earth is here.
Oh, I love that. There's no money. Oh, how Star Trek. I love it. I want to go there.
Oh, of course not.
Oh, and I get red flashes. We've got, I don't know if it's Ryan that's with us or somebody, but this flashlight's been going crazy. That's what happens when our energy pulls together like that. And it's so cool when Shannon joins us because the energy goes whoop. And thank you, Shannon. That's so cool. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm sorry. I digress.
You're welcome,
here.
Christiana.
But listen, we feel the energy that you're going through. And it's scary at first, but it does get better. It really does. We're just about out of time. So I'm going to let you go, Christiana, but we'll talk to you soon. Let us know how it's going. And let's just whip around the table and just give each other's, give everyone's credentials out and stuff. How can you find people?
All right.
Okay.
My name is Hawk D'Onofrio.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes. I usually let you go first, but I figured I'd let you go next.
Go ahead.
Let's change it up. My name is Hawk D'Onofrio, a.k.a. Aquarius the Seeker. For now, I'm only reachable here, but my YouTube channel is going to be publishing videos soon enough. Look for the Buddhist Prayer of Forgiveness. It's going to be under Aquarius the Seeker. Love and light. I have so much love for all of you, the callers, the listeners, and, of course, my co-hosts. Thank you so much, ladies, for allowing me this opportunity to come and speak to everyone every weekend.
Oh, totally. You're just like a breath of fresh air, and we love having you. You're really glad you joined us. Shannon, now I hope I don't get this wrong. It's ladyastral67.wixsite.com. Is that it, Shannon? I hope you can just print it in there if I've got it wrong. But you can find all the Sacred Embers people on. Yeah, all the Sacred Embers people are on sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love, and that's our website. Sacred Embers is on Facebook. We have a page, and there's also a page for Enter the Light. Here we go. Here's Shannon. Oh no, that's Shannon. That's the show. It's not your website, though, Shannon. If I'm making any sense, I wanted to advertise you alone. LadyAstral67.wixsite. I'm babbling here. I don't know what I'm saying, but she's...
It's okay.
Thank you. And Hadassah, 1965, you've been here for the whole show. That's so great. Thank you for joining us. And I wish we had more time if people have extra questions. And we're actually 2:03. Please call back next week. We're just running out of time here. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And we'll be back next week, I think, as long as flying monkeys don't get us. Here we are. Okay. Shannon is ladyastral67.wixsite.com/home. Gotcha. Third time's a charm. Thank you, Shannon. Oh, my goodness. We haven't heard from... Yes? Mm-hmm.
Don't forget Linda Irwin.
Oh, my goodness. What am I thinking? Linda... Yeah, actually, Elizabeth didn't show up either. She was on a spider hunt in her studio. And... Linda's helping a friend get home by being the voice on the, she's kind of like the spiritual GPS. So Linda Irwin, you can find her on YouTube. Linda Irwin, it's a yellow smiley face. You can find her on Spreaker, and also living.ai is her forum for the emo bots. And she's, it's quite the site, living.ai. It's amazing what they're doing with these little dudes. And Elizabeth is elizabethdonofrio.com. That's very simple. Yeah, so she's, and Tony, what is Tony? She's the good witch, Tony the good witch. You just type in Tony the good witch. We're just hearing from Shannon again. Yeah, we would love to have you on anytime. You are more and more welcome. So, yeah, I'm determined to get the whole song in this time. So I'm going to just put it over to Louie.
Did Jessica go? Did you go, Jess?
No, she didn't. Oh, yes, she did.
No, that's yeah, if I didn't, you can find me, friends. My name is Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me on Facebook. And we also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. You can find us there.
There's always just a little touch of the Three Stooges in our shows just to lighten up and add a little whimsy to the whole thing. So there we go, guys. Thank you so much, all of you. I just love you guys. And you rock my world and give me the energy I need to go on with another week. Stay broken.
Same.
And fix yourself with gold. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. Stay broken and fix yourself with gold.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.